Nandana Vraja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Yamuna Yamuna Tira Vanachari Yamuna Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivardhari Gopi Jai Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivardhari Gopi Yashoda Nandana Vraja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Yamuna Yamuna Tira Vanachari Yamuna Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Jai Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Parivrajakacharya Ashto Terashata Shri Srimadabhai Charanaravinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Ananta Koti Vaishnavrinda Ki Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Prem Seko Ho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivahasadi Gaur Bhaktivrinda Ki Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gokubinath Shyam Kundradha Kundgiri Govardhan Ki Shri Vrinda Devi Ganga Devi Jamuna Devi Bhakti Devi Ki Shri Vrindavan Dham Ki Mathura Dham Ki Maya Purnavadit Dham Ki Shri Jagannath Paridham Ki Shri Dwaka Paridham Ki Shri Ayodhya Paridham Ki Shri Shri Kishore Kishori Mandir Ki Hari Nam Sankirtan Ki Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bol Samaveta Bhaktivrinda Ki Samaveta Bhaktivrinda Ki Samaveta Bhaktivrinda Ki Srila Prabhupada Ki Hare Krishna Namaom Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namane Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshitarane Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Narayanam Namaskritya Naram Chaiva Narottamam Devim Saraswatim Vyasam Tato Jayamudhirayet Nashta Prayeshu Abhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttama Shloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtiki So the whole group of verses beginning with 39, Skanda 8, Adhyaya 24, Shloka 39 up to 47. Ittamadishya Rajanam Harirantara Dhiyata Sonvavaikshata Tam Kalam Yam Rishikesha Adishat. After instructing the king, the Supreme Personality of Godhead immediately disappeared. Then King Satyavrata began to wait for that time of which the Lord had instructed. Asthirya dharmbhan prakshkulan rajarshif prag udhadyukaha nishasadharev padau chintayan matsya rupinaha. You already read these? Okay, because we 46, there was a purport. Oh, I see. Somebody didn't put the marker properly. It's okay. We won't call the police. We won't dial 911. Jano brubdho yam nija karma bandhana bandhanas. Jano bhudho yam nija karma bandhanas. Karma bandhanas. Why? Because the next word, when there's a visarga in the middle of a vakya, vakya means a sentence, that you do not pronounce that visarga. It coalesces with the next word. At the end, when you see this line, that line, single line is called Ardhavirama Chinnam. You have not put the lines here. That's okay, because in the printed version here, there's no line in the trap. But I'm reading the Sanskrit, the Devanagari. So there's two lines. Single line and there's a double line. Single line is Ardhaviram, half stop. And Purnaviram, full stop, is two lines. So when these Viramas come, at that time you pronounce the Visarga. But if the Virama Chinnam is not there, then the Visarga coalesces. That's called Sandhi. You've heard of Sandhi? Sandhi Kala, like dusk and dawn. Pratara Sandhi, Sayan Sandhi. Sandhya Arati, Sandhya, at the Sandhi, at the time when the day meets the night, coalescence. There's a morning Sandhi, morning Sandhya Kal, when the night meets the day, and evening, so this coalescence coming together. Jano Budho Yam Nija Karma Bandhanas. Sukhechaya karma samihate sukham. Yatse bhaya tham vidhunot saman madhim. Yatse bhaya tham vidhunot yasan madhim. Grantim sabhindyad dridayam sano guruhu. Guruhu, because it's at the end of the sentence, then you pronounce the sandhi, uhu, ihi, oho, aha, like that, whatever the vowel, these are all vowels. Visarga means dissolution. So there's actually nothing after that. One more time, or do you want to just read? Should I do it once more, or do you want to hear once more? Jano budho yam. Another thing, be careful when you pronounce ucharanam is pronunciation, dha, bha, gha, there are certain gh, bh, dh, bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita. It's not Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavad Gita. So this is something we were not trained in the childhood, Westerners. In Vedic culture in India, they're trained, you know, in the consonants, there are these DH, GH, BH. So here you have that. Jano buddho yam nija karma bandhanaha bandhanas. I did it. So, jano buddho yam nija karma bandhanas. Sukhe chaya karma samihate sukham. Sukham, right. The ha has to be pronounced. Yat sevaya tam vidhunot sam. Yat sevaya tam vidhunot yasanmatim. Grantim samandhad dhridayam sano guruhu. So there are quite a few in this shloka. Dha, ka, you know, kh, khh, ka, ka is kh, ka, ka, kh, ka, karma, and then sukham, ka, ka. So jano buddho yam nija karma bandhanas. Sukhe chaya karma samihate sukham. Ihat yat sevaya tam vidhunot yasanmatim. Grantim samin bindhyad dhridayam sanho guruhu. Try. Jano buddho yam nija karma bandhanas. Sukhe chaya karma samihate sukham. Yat sevaya tam vidhunot yasanmatim. Grantim sambindhyad hridayam sanho guruhu. That visarga is pronounced S because the next letter is S. So it's bandhanas because sukham is the next word. But if it was something else like P, it would be sukhaf. And if it like that, it takes the sound of the next letter. So bandhanas. Because it's, I forgot to explain that. Jano buddho yam nija karma bandhanas. Sukhe chaya karma samihate sukham. Yat sevaya tam vidhunot yasanmatim. Grantim sabindhyad dhridayam sano guruhu. Jano buddho yam nija karma bandhanas. Aya karma samihate sukham. Yat sevaya tam vidhunotya sammatim. Grantim sabindhya dridhayam sano guruhu. Now you're making a cardinal mistake that most Westerners make, because you need to know the difference between and ah. Like like the U in but. It's in every pronunciation guide in every ISKCON BBT book. So you said, say you said karma. It's not karma. Karma, like the U in but, ka. Same with this first, jano, you said jano, jano. But if there was a line indicating a long A, then it's like the A in far, jano, but here it's jano. Because in English there's only an A. There's no a-a-e-e-u-u-a-i-o-au-am-aha. These are the vowels in Sanskrit. So because we didn't have that practice here, therefore we say jano, budho, yam, yam. Maybe you would say yam, but it's yam. So jano, budho, yam, nija, 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 nija. So when there are vowel signs, I'll show you. Suke, chaya. Suke chaya, that's a long A. So if the long A is not there, then you don't say ah like the A in far. Jano budho yam, not jano budho yam. Yeah. Ah, e, like there's here also there's sami hate sukham. Now, there were devotees, I remember, a god brother who was, well, we were in the Evanston temple. He used to say Lord Shiva, because he thought a short E was not E, but that's not, it's E-E, Shiva. It's not Shiva, Shiva, but it's not Shiva. It's not Shiva, because he was misunderstood. If you look at the pronunciation guide, you'll get it correctly. E-a-a-a-a-a-a-a-a-a-e-e-u-u-a-i-o-au-um-aha. So anyway, practice. It comes with... Lokanath Maharaj wrote a book on pronunciation. That book didn't get so popular. It's kind of a dry subject. You know, it's kind of... Pronunciation is kind of dry. But anyway, next. Anyone else want to try? Yeah. Karma, not karma. Karma. Try again. Habit is like that. Right? Jano budho yam nija karma bandhanas. Suke chaya karma samihate sukham. Yat sevaya tam vidunot yasanmatim. Grantim sabhindhyad dridhayam sano guruhu. Jano budho yam nija karma bandhanas. Sukhe chaya karma samihate sukham. Yat sevaya tam vidunotya sanmatim. Grantim sabindhyad dridhayam sano guruhu. Another word that's very commonly mispronounced here, it became very famous, right? $2 billion, avatar. But it's actually avatar, not avatar. But everyone here is an avatar. Janaha. See, it's not janaha, Janaha. So there is a difference. If you say Janaha, that's all that Janaha would be people. And here, Janaha, the conditioned soul subject to birth and death. Abhudaha, most foolish. Buddhi means intelligence, and abhudaha, no intelligence, because of accepting the body as the self. I am he, nija karma bandhanaha. Accepting different bodily forms as a result of his sinful activities. It's funny here because nija karma means one's own karmas, one's own activities, but Prabhupada put sinful activities. But actually sinful act, it could be punya or it could be pap. Punya means pious activity. Papa is, punya means pious. Papa, sinful. But here it's not said, it's not written, but it's implied. Implied that you're suffering the results of your sinful activities. Sukha ichaya. Desiring to be happy within this material world. Karma, fruitive activities. Samihate, plans. Asukham, but it is for distress only. Yatsevaya, by rendering service unto whom? Tam, the entanglement of karma. Actually, tam means that, but it implies the entanglement of karma because that's the subject matter. Vidhunoti clears up asatmatim, the unclean mentality. Mati is mentality or mind. Asat, right? Impure. Accepting the body as the self. That's in brackets. Grantim, hard knot. Saha, his lordship, the supreme personality of Godhead. Bindhyat, being cut off. Hridayam, in the core of the heart. Saha, he the Lord. Naha, our Guruhu, the supreme spiritual master. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. In hopes of becoming happy in this material world, the foolish conditioned soul performs fruitive activities that result only in suffering. By rendering service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one becomes free from such false desires for happiness. May my Supreme Spiritual Master cut the knot of the false desires from the core of my heart. Purport, for material happiness, the conditioned soul involves himself in fruitive activities, which actually put him into material distress. Because the conditioned soul does not know this, he is said to be in avidya, or ignorance. Because of a false hope for happiness, the conditioned soul becomes involved in various plans for material activity. Here Maharaj Satyavrat prays that the Lord sever this heart knot of false happiness and thus become his supreme spiritual master. So this modern society, especially here in the West, but India, of course, is imitating, is based on ugra karmas, horrible actions, over endeavor. What is it? Prayas. Prayas means to endeavor. So these things destroy bhakti, right? Atyahara, too much food. Prayashascha, and endeavoring. Prajalpa, talking nonsense. Nonsense means not discussing Bhagavatam or Gita. But you, anyway, that's what it is. Atyahara prayashascha prajalpo niyamagraha. Not following the rules or being a fanatic about the rules, both of them. Janasangascha lolyamcha. Janasangaha, associating with ordinary people. Lolyam, greed, I think, right? So this is Rupa Goswami's description of how bhakti is destroyed. Not only bhakti, but it's the peaceful life for a human being. What they have created is just a madness over here, isn't it? So that you can have a house, and it's not cheap. And in India, people were living in, what was it, mud with grass. Thousands and thousands of years, and thousands of people. This cold weather is, Prabhupada said, it's not fit for human habitation. Right? He wasn't Prabhupada. His outlook was the cold weather is also not conducive to human existence. The proof of that is that you can't grow any foodstuffs. You can't grow grains in the cold. Whereas if you have warm weather, you can grow two or three times a year, like in Bengal. You can grow three times a year crops. Here, you're lucky if you get one time. What can I say? The whole life going on, and you can't quit. You've got to keep on working and earning. Right? There were articles I've read about 85-year-old flight attendants, or, 85-year-old janitors. They have to go on working their whole life. Well, working isn't bad, but to get to work, you have to have a machine, and you have to go some distance, and it gets worse and worse. And my God, all these huge vehicles on the road, and if there's, I don't know how we made it yesterday to that weather and with all these vehicles and the wind, and a lot of people get killed, isn't it? If a truck, just these trucks are so huge. If there's one mistake and it falls over, we know devotees who were killed on the road by, getting into an accident with one of these 18-wheelers, right? When we were down in New Taliban, there was an accident in Biloxi, Mississippi. The bus driver didn't see the train coming at an, unmanned, what is it? There's these train crossing without any signals or anything. And you're supposed to slow down and look. But the bus driver didn't. He had the old people in the bus. And he went over the thing and the train came and four people were killed. This whole society of Ugra Karma. But anyway, of course, death is there. Every day you read someone died or someone, devotees are going. Sometimes people think, why should a devotee? Or two or three weeks ago now, I went to believe it or not, on Sunday evening, a Baptist church. I ended up preaching to them, which was the aim anyway. But the preacher was telling the people his father got cancer and died, and he couldn't understand God's ways and why good people should suffer. Why do bad things happen to good people? But here, the knowledge is given. Then that knowledge gives you peace of mind, but doesn't change the fact that we have to die, or that we have to give up this body sooner or later. Right? And that knowledge is that we're suffering or enjoying our past activities. Karma bandhanaha. These words are used again and again. In Gita, it's also used. Loka karma bandhanaha. The whole material world is a place of action and reaction. Karma bandhanaha. Karma comes from kri dhatu. Kru. You can pronounce it kru or kri. The 2000 verbal roots. right? To do, action. So karma, it's an English word now, right? Everybody uses it. Bad karma they use. They're committing so many bad karmas, but they use the word bad karma as if they're not committing any bad karma. The way they slaughter animals, how can it be stopped? When you know, I see a few people sitting here, and this is one of the better, like, temple with more people that attend the morning. Of course, I didn't attend the morning program in every temple I went, but what about the millions and millions of people out there, right, that are just apashyatam atmatattvam, Bhagavad says. Apashyatam, they do not see atmatattva, the truth of the soul, the science of the soul. They're not concerned. They're concerned with udara puranam, right? Udara, stomach, puranam, filling the belly. Because that's really what their endeavor, even if you're the richest man, your endeavor is to fill the belly. Even you have many houses, you can't live in them all. You can't live in them all. The Detroit temple was a residence, right, of a very rich man. People don't know. I was there on, what was it, Sunday morning, I think. Was it Sunday? Very early Sunday morning. Ended up spending the Sunday evening program at the Toronto temple. But Sunday morning, some very few people came there, and we had a tour of that house. And, you know, a very rich man made it, but he's gone. How long could he enjoy that? This is silver, this is gold, right? They embedded. You might have seen that. I don't know how many of you went there and saw that. No? You didn't see? Detroit Temple? No. It was the house of a very rich man, and he put in the floor things made of silver and gold. This is described in the Bhagavatam also, in the palace, the palaces of Hastinapur. There were jewels, right, on the columns. Like here, the columns are there. Well, it's painted gold, but it's not gold. But there they actually had gold and valuable gems decorating the building. But you have to leave it all. That's the thing. In the material world, you may be a very rich man or a king, but you have to give it up. So the material world is a dukkalayam. Alaya is a place. Himalaya. They call it Himalayas because they can't pronounce it properly. Hima. Hima is ice or snow. Alaya, place. Vachanalaya, words. A place of words, a library. Pustakalaya, place of books. Bhojanalaya, right? A place of eating. You've heard these words? No, you haven't. You've heard Himalaya, everyone heard, but they heard it a different way. Himalayas. Himalaya, Bhojanalaya, Vidyalaya. Vidya, knowledge. Vidyalaya, school. What else? Remember anymore? Bhojanalaya, Sochalaya. Socham, cleanliness. The bathroom. Sochalaya. Vidyalaya, Sochalaya, Bhojanalaya, Rugnalaya, Rugnalaya, hospital, place of disease, Rogaha, disease, Rugna, diseased, Rugnalaya, place where diseased persons go. Dukkalaya, a place of misery. This material world, dukkalaya. Alaya, a place. Devalaya, the temple. Dev, deva, God. Alaya, place. Devalaya. This devalaya, only you find in South India, they use this. Devalaya. Devastanam. Devastanam, place of the devas. Devalaya. You heard that? Sarva, you heard that? Sarva, you're awake? Haribo, you heard Devalaya? You hadn't heard Devalaya? You didn't move around South India. He's to Kale. Devalaya is very common in South India, very commonly used. Can't remember other ones at the moment. So, nija karma bandhanaha sukecheya. But the living entity wants happiness. He wants happiness. Now, some of that happiness we must grant its acceptability. When you say everything is dukkhalaya and we should give up everything, it's easy to say it, but it's difficult to actually execute. To live like the six Goswamis, you know, to actually sleep under a tree and eat a dry chapati, if you can get it, and offer that to your deity, and we're not doing it. So there is an acceptability to happiness, but there are different types of happiness. Sattvic, rajasic, and tamasic. Happiness in the mode of goodness, happiness in the mode of passion, but all of them bind you to something, right? Sattva suke sanjayati. Rajo karmani bharata. As I recall, this is in the Gita. Sattvam suke sanjayati. The mode of goodness attaches you to certain types of pleasures, and great endeavor the mode of passion is due to intense endeavor for material pleasures. And when you're in the mode of goodness, you're not endeavoring, you know, like this crazy type of workaholic type of life. You're not making that type of endeavor, but still you become attached to peace and quiet, you know, agrarian, rural type of a life. And the big city is where everybody is running around trying to earn more and enjoy more. And the mode of ignorance is when they're taking intoxication and they don't know what's up, down, day, night, but they think they're happy. Should I read it? The exact verses? I think it's in the 14th chapter. Right. Sattvam suke sanjayati. I was correct. Rajah karmani bharata. That I remembered. Jnanam avritya tu tamaf pramade sanjayat yuta. So, O son of Bharata, the mode of goodness conditions one to happiness. Passion conditions one to fruitive action. And ignorance covering one's knowledge binds one to madness. So generally people who are intoxicated, they go mad. They don't know how to, right? They don't know what is correct, what is incorrect. They don't know how to function. And so they just lie down intoxicated, and usually they meet with an early end. And they have to suffer so many lifetimes. Mudha janmani, such foolish persons are thrown Kshiprami Ajasram Ashubhan into inauspicious circumstances again and again. And when it says Rajah Karmani Bharata, the mode of passion conditions one. So people who are passionate, they're just working. But for what? For what? What's the fruit of that? They don't have time, right, to enjoy the fruit. They gotta. We see billionaires going to work every day, right? Bill Gates stopped working, right? He gave up the job, right? He's just a chairman. He doesn't actually run the business. He's a philanthropist. But there are, in India, we have this Reliance group. You might have heard of them, no? You haven't heard of them. So they're the richest. They're two brothers, and they go to office every day. They're all billionaires, but what do they need to work for? Rajah Karmani. Because the mode of passion is such, they're still trying to make more and more money. It never ends. And Satvam Sukhe Sanjayati. Those who are in the mode of goodness experience a type of pleasure. The pleasure of peacefulness, the pleasure of contentment, but it is still a pleasure. It is still a material pleasure. They may be detached from the lower modes, but they're still bound up. Only when you come to bhakti, mad bhaktim labhate param, then you can cross over the material pleasure. But still you have to become sattvic before you can attain to bhakti. Not that a tamasic person can, generally. Tamasic persons are so covered by ignorance that they can't come to bhakti. But those who are purified by becoming situated in the mode of goodness. We see all these meat eaters, they cannot understand. Prabhupada said that many times, right? Meat eaters cannot understand spiritual life. Why? Because killing an animal is in the mode of ignorance. And eating the decomposing flesh of an animal is in the mode of ignorance. So those who are in the mode of ignorance, generally they go mad. So many things Prabhupada commented on in society that are insane. They're not natural. And you cannot make spiritual advancement, you cannot understand spiritual life if you think that these activities are good, when those activities are actually detrimental to the psyche. The mind has to become purified. Udaret atman atmanam. You must uplift your mind by your own endeavor. And so uplifting the mind means taking it away from the tamasic and rajasic. Otherwise, this material, what is it? Samsara chakram, the wheel of the repetition of birth and death. They call it the samsara. Samsara means birth and death. And chakram, wheel. So we're moving from one birth to the other birth. Sometimes sad asad yoni. Karana guna sangasya sad asad yoni. There are good births and bad births. Someone can come from the lowest birth and obtain the highest destination. That's also in Gita. But in order to do that, you have to give up the lower activities. You cannot indulge in the lower activities and think that you're liberated. I met one Indian gas station owner, right? And in the gas station, this was in Louisiana, a Mississippi-Louisiana border. I don't know if they have it here, but this huge stack of liquor bottles and, of course, beer. It's like a liquor store, not a gas station, but it was a gas station. And so this man is a follower of an Indian guru who passed away, I think it was 1988, quite some years ago. And he was telling me, he said, I'm free from all karma because I went to my guru's seminar, and for 2 hours, if you go in that seminar, you get freed from all your sinful activities. And I'm thinking, my God, you're not suffering, going to suffer the sin from selling all these liquor bottles? You're not going to suffer the sins. And he had they owned these Subway restaurants, right? And the Subway restaurants, they sell cow's meat. You're selling the meat of slaughtered animals, and you're not going to suffer the karma for that. Of course, it says gahana karma no gatihi. Karma is very difficult to understand. I didn't say it. Krishna. Lord Krishna says in the Gita, right? Therefore, karmanaschapi bodhavyam. Just like the alaya, there's another suffix, avya. Kartavya, you must do. Bodhavya, you must know. Here, I think in today's verse, no, avya and iya are not there. But anyway, bodhavyam is in Gita. You must know what is karma. Karmanas chapi bodhavyam, bodhavyam chapi vikarmanaha. What are bad karmas? So we are teaching, society is vast. We cannot reach them all. And the leaders of society are misguiding them. Now in India, there was an election in Uttar Pradesh, which is where Vrindavan, Mathura, Ayodhya, Kashi, Prayag, where the Kumbh Mela, it's Naimisharanya, Sukhatal, where Sukadev spoke the Bhagavatam. All of these places are in Uttar Pradesh. And there was an election, and the Hindu party won the election, and they made the head of a mutt, who a saffron, he's a Mayavadi, but he's a Vairagi, renunciate, chief minister. And his first order as the chief minister was close all of the unlicensed slaughterhouses. Actually, there shouldn't be any slaughterhouse, but only a... what was it? 10% of the slaughterhouses that were functioning actually had licenses. So in one day, they closed all of these slaughterhouses. And then he got behind the scenes. The government didn't do, but they encouraged the women of Uttar Pradesh to break all the liquor shops and to demand a prohibition. And this is on the TV news. Somebody, where was I? I was watching the news reports from India, and I was, my God, the women, and it's not in one place, all over the state, they were attacking the liquor shops. You know this? This is a new thing going on. He doesn't even know. How would he know? He's here in Chicago. Big thing. And it wasn't because the government changed it. When their old government was there, nobody, and this government will tell the police, don't interfere. Let them destroy these liquor shops. It's a good thing. It's a good thing. It will not stop people from drinking, but it will make it difficult. Now, with liquor shops all over the place, what happens? The men get their monthly pay. It's a Western system. In the past, Shudras were not paid. And when you get pay, what do? You go to the liquor store. First thing, you got money. That's what's happening. It's a social phenomenon. So the women came out destroying, in not in one city, the whole state, all over the place was going on. So the leaders of society don't care about the karma that's accrued by these papachar, right? By the sinful activities. So the citizens have to suffer. And if the leader is a sadhu, or Rajarshi was the actual system. Not that a sannyasi should be the administrator. The administrator was a raja. But this system of kings was destroyed, 70 years ago, when India got independence from England. Political independence. It's the duty of the king, the duty of the ruler, to stop all of this sinful activity for the benefit of the human population. Otherwise, the human population is dragged down. Now, someone may say, well, why the Lord created this? So the example is, why are prisons created by the government? Right? Why? Because some people misbehave and they need to be punished. It's not pleasant. Right? It's not pleasant that some people misbehave and they need to be punished. But it's a fact. It's a reality. So the material world is a prison house. And all the jivas that came here, it doesn't matter whether they're a high birth or a low birth, they're in the material world. The high birth is beneficial because the knowledge to get out of the material world is made available. And a low birth, the birth in ignorance, you don't come in touch with the Vedic culture and the Vedic literature, and you don't get the opportunity to get liberation. So these foolish people who are preaching, well, God, we can't understand God, but we should have faith in God. And then they rationalize killing animals. What is the need of killing animals? You can live whole life without eating animal flesh. So many healthy people, thousands, millions, eating animal eating the flesh of dead animals is misdirected. They say, they rationalize, well, God created the animals for us to eat. It's foolish. Foolishness. Well, there's other reasons besides the fact that it's a living entity and should not be killed. Even if it's killed and you eat, it's tamasic. It's in the mode of ignorance. So both things, the bad karma and the lower mode of nature, explanation of Vedic literature, they reject it. So they're foolish. So what is that foolish? Abuddha. Jano abhudhoyam. Abhudhoyam, most foolish. This ideology that there's no sinful reaction for killing an animal is most foolish. What to do? We have to try and educate them. We are from that class of people ourselves. By some bad karma, we were born in these, you know, families where we were trained in the childhood to eat and drink tamasic things. Somehow, by mercy of Prabhupada, or you say causeless mercy, right? Ahaituki, ahaituki, no cause, ahaituki. Without cause, we got, you know, samsara dhavana lalidhaloka. That verse describes, sometimes rain puts out a forest fire. So this material world, this tukalaya, is like a forest fire. We're all suffering. And sometimes that mercy we get, it may not be by birth, but if we get it, and if we can distribute it, we can at least save some of the ignorant souls. We can uplift some of them. Hare Krishna. We're trying to spread this knowledge. But when you're trying to spread the knowledge, you should have the knowledge. And of course, to know it all is very difficult. One thing, we should at least memorize the entire Gita. I haven't done it, but, well, maybe I'm a hypocrite. I don't know. I feel bad that I didn't memorize the whole Gita. Because the benefit of memorizing the Gita is that you can explain word for word the teachings of Lord Krishna. It's the synopsis of all the Upanishads, right? Sarva Upanishado Gavo. If all the Upanishads were a cow, and the milk from that cow, Dogda Gopalanandanaha, Krishna is taking out that milk. So what is that milk? That is the essence of the Upanishads. Sarva Upanishado Gavo. Dogda Gopala, the essence of a cow is the milk. And Dogda Gopala, Lord Krishna is taking out that milk in the form of the Gita. Dugdam Gita Amritam Mahat. This is the Gita Mahatmya. So if we could memorize Gita, then we can explain to the ignorant souls why they should give up their sinful activities and use their human form of life to stop this sinful activities that they're engaging in so that they can elevate their soul. Human life is very rare. And that they don't understand. That it's unfortunate. It's a waste of a human form. But mostly they're wasting, and so they're going into the cycle of repeated birth and death. Hare Krishna. Time is up. Any question? Yes. first, second. Yeah, I saw your hand first, so. One minute, Prabhu. Here's the...
Hare Krishna. Will the Kshatriyas receive the same amount of karma for eating meat as non-Kshatriyas?
There are certain kinds of meat Kshatriyas are allowed to eat, and even then they have to perform atonement, prayashchittam, for having eaten that meat. So if you perform atonement, you get freed from the sins. So that meat that they're allowed to eat is not from a slaughterhouse. Slaughterhouses are sinful. And anyone who eats meat from a slaughterhouse, whether it's a Kshatriya or a Shudra or anyone, it's very sinful. But if you kill an animal, you're a Kshatriya, you're allowed. Because Kshatriyas are supposed to be martial spirited. So hunting for Kshatriyas was allowed. It is sinful. It's not as sinful as eating the meat, because then that meat was offered as a sacrifice. There's certain prayaschittam, certain type of atonement that they would perform. But like certain animals, ferocious animals, like lions and tigers, they were allowed to kill. And I'm not sure if they ate the meat of the lions and tigers, mostly deer. They're allowed to kill deer also. Shudras are allowed to eat meat, Prabhupada wrote. The meat of less important animals, he said, like chickens and pigs and goats. But that also they had to kill on their own. And there was a mantra, right? I will eat you now and you can eat me in the next life. Mamsa kadaiti mamsa. You know, it's allowed in the sense that slaughterhouse is not allowed, but if a Shudra slaughters an animal, a goat, a chicken, or a hog, then the government doesn't intervene. Government is meant to protect the people. So by not allowing slaughterhouses and distilleries and liquor shops, they protect the people. But someone might make their own liquor at home. The government doesn't interfere. They're considered low class, but it's allowed. It's the nature of low class people to eat meat or to drink alcohol. But they, like Gita says, because they're in the mode of ignorance, they'll have to be born again and again in miserable circumstances. Allowed doesn't mean it's encouraged. It's tolerated. Yeah. Oh, Mike. Thank you.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu. Thank you for your class and thanks for giving us your association. This verse reminds me of one of my favorite quotes about happiness. It says something to the extent that life is like a poker game. We can't change the cards we're dealt, just how we play the hand. And I really appreciate that because we could see that in poker, you never ask the dealer, give me the perfect hand, please.
Right.
But that's what we do with a Christian, give me the perfect persons, places, things, and circumstances. Then I'll be happy. But we can see the great saints don't have the perfect hand at all, but they usually still win. So how to come to that stage of, in the end, Krishna gives us the ability to tolerate, and how to come to that stage where he gives us the ability to tolerate, because I kind of want to ask a question for my friend, one of my friends who went to Indiana University. He had a good education, and but he's in a lot of anxiety because, he's been searching for a job for like 6 months. Okay. And he's like, Prabhu, I'm still in anxiety. So how to have that faith that Krishna maintained, that verse that says, Shraddha, Shraddha,
Vishwakam. He's going to have to become a truck driver. That's the only job available now, it seems.
Okay, I'll let him know that. He might commit suicide.
Yeah, after getting a master's degree and you can't find a job. What's the fun? Actually, what Prabhupada's outlook was that farming is the main occupation for human society, agrarian life, taking krishi goraksha, doing agricultural activity. And so in this cold climate, how are you going to do that? You know, it's better to go to a warmer climate. And the same thing with protecting cows, you know. Of course, some cows tolerate this cold, but it's not ideal.
It depends on the outlook on life and what, like you said, everyone is dealt a different hand, which is, you know, a good birth or a bad birth, basically. Karana guna sangasya sadasad yoni. So if someone is born in an atmosphere where the Vedic culture is being followed, they're definitely more fortunate. The less fortunate people have to take up the Vedic culture. Then they have to learn what is Vedic culture. So you theoretically, it's given here. Practical application, well, you know, some people go out and do agrarian type of activities. Or trading in things that are, you know, there's krishi, goraksha, vanijam means training. This is vaishya karma. Shudra is just paricharyatmakam. Paricharya, following someone else. Yes, boss. Right? Yes, whatever. It's kim, kinkaraha. Kinkaraha, kim karoti, what should I do? That's a shudra. He has to ask. Independently intelligent people don't ask, what do I have to do? What's my job? They won't take a job. They'll either be a farmer, a businessman, or a kshatriya, a leader, military, Brahmin means a teacher, academic, someone who's studying and teaching. Patana patana, or yajana yajana, performing sacrifices. But if he has no concept of Vedic culture, then how can you guide him? How? Oh, no, you're right. They've given it up. So many. Why? Rajah karmani bharata, due to the mode of passion. They've got to endeavor to earn more and to, you know, become materially opulent. Why? So that they can give it all up at the time of death while they're still attached. So then they get another birth in the material world. They don't believe it. It's very difficult to believe because, you know, there's no exhibit. You can't see the soul. So, and you can't see Krishna. Naham prakasha sarvasya yogamaya. Due to yogamaya, his internal energy, we can't see him. So they don't have that faith. It's unfortunate. That's all you can say. Mostly it is unfortunate. Most of the people in the world are unfortunate. We distribute prasad and books and we say they're fortunate. Yeah, they're fortunate for a few minutes. And then they put the book on a shelf somewhere and they never read it. You can see, you meet different people, those who have read, studied more. The way they talk, the way they think, it's changed. And the ones who, you know, they're rich, so they do some, they give charity, but they don't actually study the books. Like, we met one Indian guy. He came over here. His father's an orthopedic surgeon in India. So he's a successful man. He sent his son here. He got an engineering degree. He did some work, and then he went and got an MBA in finance. And now he owns 15 motels. Oh, he's made a lot of money. He's doing good. But in the motel, they're serving beef, right? Sausages and eggs in the morning. So he's not considering that. Just like that, you know, gas station owner is a Hindu. But I took a 2-hour course from a guru, and now I'm free from all karma. But he's just cheating himself. He's cheating himself because, see, there's a Vedic standard, and all the Brahmins from time immemorial, all the followers of the Vedas, the Varnashram, they wouldn't cheat themselves like that. But who can stop this type of cheating? There's no Raja, no king to go in and stop it. Here they're encouraging. It's good business. You know, McDonald's is making so much, their share went up, right? So many points on the stock exchange. McDonald's is a great business. It is a great business. So many, I saw lines of cars, you know, for McDonald's is booming, right? So if you look at it like that, it's a great business. But that it's a sinful business based on a slaughterhouse, they can't understand. They can't understand. They may have TV shows and, you know, high tech, and they got suits and ties, and they look really polished gentlemen, cleanly shaven, and, you know, they don't understand. So what's the use of all of that? Oh, prestige for a few years and wealth and fame, but they have to suffer the reaction. People think, well, it, you know, they just shine it on. It doesn't matter. It's wrong. But what to do? You have a comment? You want the mic?
I remember, I think it was Sri Dayananda Maharaj says, America is like a shiny apple filled with worms.
Uh-huh.
I asked this question to Nityananda Pran and other devotees. We say that Chandala is the lowest, you know, the dog eater. Even though one's born in a dog eating family, he can become elevated. But they seem to say that dog eating is worse than cow eating. And he didn't really have an answer for that. So
I'll give you what, it's a speculation because I haven't really studied it. But cow eating was unthinkable. Except when the cow naturally died, there were certain low-class people in the Vedic culture. The kings wouldn't allow cow slaughter. So the eating cow on a regular basis by people in society didn't exist. Cows were revered in the Vedic culture. So that's why they never coined that type of a concept that a cow eater is really low.
It was written before that.
Before, like, a regular slaughterhouses of cows came into existence.
Inconceivable.
It's highly demoniac and highly a fallen society. Right? Whereas dog eater, there weren't slaughterhouses. People, extremely low class, would kill a dog. And, you know, I remember a devotee in Hong Kong. This is back in 96. He left his body also. He was a bhakta at the time. He got initiated later on, I think, by TKG. But I forget what his initiated name was. Bhakta Henry at the time. And he said, when I was a child, my aunt took a stick and whacked the dog and killed the dog and cooked the dog. So in China, Philippines, they eat dogs. They're dog eaters. That doesn't mean that there are regular dog slaughterhouses in some of those places also. But Chinese are more interested in pig eating than if you've been in China. Yeah. I remember standing on a train platform in Hong Kong. This was 1996, 20 years ago. And the whole train full of pigs, a freight train. It was unbelievable stench, you know, coming in from mainland China into Hong Kong. And, you know, I was trapped. I couldn't move. I was there to catch a local, you know, metro train or whatever you call them, the elevated train here. Here it's called the L. There it's the metro or whatever.
Didn't Prabhupada say that the Chinese will eat anything that swims in the sea, flies in the sky, or crawls on the ground?
No, that's a saying like that, but he said the Chinese are the lowest. He made a comment once to Giriraj Maharaj. Maybe I shouldn't repeat that because it's not, because there's a community of Hindus where the very rich in that community, they, and even many people in that community, it's not even a community, it's really a linguistic group. The Sindhis, Sindh is in Pakistan today, and they're Sindhi Hindus who, you know, a lot of them drink and eat meat. And so Prabhupada told Giriraj Maharaj, this is confidential, he said, next to the Chinese, the Sindhis are the lowest. So, it was a, you know, sarcastic remark. Because some of these really big businessmen, you know, they're all non-veg and they drink like fish from that community. It's not it's a linguistic group. There are different castes, communities within that linguistic group.
One time Prabhupada was invited to go to a man's house, and then he found out that he was he operated a slaughterhouse for chickens, and Prabhupada says, no, I'm not going.
In Nellore, in 1976, we were with Prabhupada for 5 days. And there were two sisters. One had never married and one was a widow. They were elderly. And they wanted to donate 3 acres of land. And so this was, they made Hyderabad temple, Mahamsa Swami at the time, corresponded with Prabhupada and he said, take the donation. But they made a condition that if you don't build the temple in 3 years, then the land will go to the Ramakrishna mission. This is the story. So Prabhupada had the correspondence with Mahamsa, and then he came. This is January 3rd, 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th, 1976. And first before that, 2 days in what is now Chennai, it was Madras. So when he came there, these ladies belonged to this Reddy community. You might have heard of this Reddy community from Andhra Pradesh. And there are Reddys in Tamil Nadu also. And maybe in Karnataka also, but only those three states. There's no, I mean, now everybody's spread out because of modern, you know, circumstances. But traditionally, these were farmers in these three states. But that community was non-veg and mostly, you know, and drink alcohol. So we came in, Prabhupada was accommodated in a huge house. That these two sisters, they were, their brother was the richest guy in the town, but they lived separately from the brother. Anyway, we came out on the morning walk with Prabhupada there, and they had a cage for chickens, but these were not ordinary chickens. These were a different kind called Chinese hens, and they're a bigger bird, and they're like, the color is like a gray, between gray and blue type of color. It's not a white chicken, you know, your ordinary chicken that you see slaughtered like flies. So Prabhupada saw this and he said that in Bengal, the people take the, he was telling us on the morning walk, they take the eggs of these chickens, boil them and eat it with rice. He said, this is a sign that these people are non-vegetarians. From today, I will not eat what they cook. Only my servants will cook in our own pots. He said, like, we won't eat their cooking. And he told other devotees who were in South India, go, don't eat meals in the home of a non-vegetarian. You can have only fruit and milk. But in Iran, Prabhupada told devotees, eat in anyone's house, but preach. So, you know, time and circumstance. When you eat, actually should not eat grains cooked by a non-vegetarian. It's because you, in the grains, their sinful reactions are embedded. Certain sins that they accrued go into the grains they cook. And if you eat that, you have to suffer some of their sins. So the rule is not to eat in the home of a non-vegetarian. You know, obviously we're not supposed to eat non-vegetarian food. But the rule of going to someone's home who's non-veg, you can have fruit and milk. But in Iran, he said, eat in their house. He meant grains. Vegetarian, he didn't mean to, you can eat non-veg. But you can eat non-vegetarian food. I mean, eat food cooked by non-vegetarians in a place like Iran to preach. Well, in those days, there was favorable government. Now the government is fanatic Shia Muslim government, and they don't want any other religion there. They drove all the Zoroastrians. The Zoroastrians were Agni Upasakas, worshippers of the fire that came from the Vedic fire sacrifice. They destroyed it almost totally. I mean, there are very few left in Iran. Or these Yazidis that were in the news because of they were driven out of their homes in Syria by this so-called ISIS. And they were like quasi-Zoroastrians. Quasi-Zoroastrians. They weren't Muslims. And because of that, they were persecuted by this fanatic Sunni, or the fanatic Shias are ruling Iran.
one other thing I remember Jayapataka Swami say. He says, be careful, they might be putting Tulsi leaves on their chicken.
I think, did he eat chicken or fish? In Bengal, everyone eats fish, it seems. You know, so it's very, you know, to find a vegetarian in Bengal where you can eat. But Jagannath Prasad is cooked by fish-eating Brahmins in Jagannath Puri.
Oh.
Oops. Oops. Puri Maharaj, Prabhupada's godbrother, told me a story, and this is common among, I think, Uriya and Bengali devotees of Jagannath, that Ramanujacharya, the Ramanuja Sampradaya doesn't have this story, by the way. But Ramanujacharya came to Puri and he saw these pujaris are, you know, eating fish at home. And he went to the king and he said that these Brahmins are not fit to worship Jagannath. They're anacharis. They're engaging in tamasic, you know, activities. So the king said, okay, we'll replace them all. So the story is that these hearing this news, the Brahmins went to Jagannath. They said, what will we do? We'll have nothing else to do. Our life is to serve you. And then Ramanujacharya went to sleep in Puri and next morning woke up in Andhra Pradesh at the Kurma Kshetra. There's a Sri Kurma between Vishakhapatnam and Puri, or near the border of Orissa and Andhra. And so that's the story. Jagannath sent him away and those Brahmins are still worshipping Jagannath. Because of those Brahmins, we can't go in the temple also. You know, they non-Hindu, non-Indian, he could go. You could go, yeah, you tried? You haven't been to India. Anyway, Hare Krishna. I took it really, one more? Okay. Pralaya. Well, it's probably related. Pra is just a suffix. Pra-alaya, but alaya may be different from alaya. Then I have to look up. I'd have to do a little research on that. It's not pralaya. Pralaya. No, you see, a long A and a short A is a very important thing because it changes the meaning of the words. Now, how do you know the meaning of the word? There's something called prasanga, which is in English the circumstance, the situation. You understand certain, like, I explain here, divya. The word divya, right? Janma karma cha me divyam. Everyone, a lot of, who doesn't know that? You know that? You know that? No. Janma karma cha me divyam. Do you know this verse? Do you know the verse? My birth and activities are transcendental. Janma, birth, karma, activities, cha and me of me divyam. Right? We all know that. But then there's another verse in the Gita that talks about enjoyment in the heavenly planets. Traimam Somapav Putapapa, 9:20. 9th chapter 20. Traimam Somapav Putapapa Yajnayar Ishtva Swargatim Pratayante Te Punyam Asadya Surendra Lokam Ashnanti Divyan Divi Deva Bogan. Ashnanti, they eat. Ashna, ashana, pratarashaha, breakfast, which everyone here is waiting for because we have to break Ekadasi. Ashnanti, they eat, but it has another meaning, they enjoy. Ashnanti divyan. Divya is not transcendental. Why? Because divi in the heavenly planets, which are in the material world. Ashnanti divyan divi. Saptami ekvachanam, that means a locative singular grammar. Divi, saptami ekvachanam, deva bhogan, the enjoyments of the devatas. Right? Those who perform sacrifices and drink soma rasa, they go to the planet of the devatas where they enjoy beautiful apsaras, right? That's what the heavenly planet, right? That's what the heavenly planets means. It means men and women enjoying for thousands and thousands of years. The apsaras, you've heard of the heavenly damsels. So ashnanti divyan divi deva, that's not spiritual. But the word divya in the janma karma chame divyam means transcendental. So depending on the circumstance, words have certain meaning. Same word might mean two different things. Divya means wonderful. So my birth and activities are wonderful, but we interpret that to mean transcendental because Krishna is beyond the material world. Then he describes the heavenly planets. He uses himself the word divya. Pralaya. Allah, it's not devalaya, alaya. Pralaya, we have to look into that. I got to ask the people who know more than me. The more you know, the more you come to know how little you know, right? Remember that. The more you know, the more you come to know how little you know. What do we know? Grantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Hari Hari.